بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن معاذ بن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من كظم غيظا وهو قادر على أن ينفذه دعاه الله سبحانه وتعالى على رؤوس الخلائق يوم القيامة حتى يخيره من الحور العين ما شاء. We are still in this chapter of sabr, that a person should exercise restraint and control himself. And of the various things that a person have to control and restrain himself, one major thing is anger. When anger comes in a person, to be able to control oneself. And for that, training is required of a person. It does not just happen on its own. And that is what is called islah of the nafs. Of the various aspects of Islam, one major thing is to control one's anger. And this anger has to be controlled everywhere. Some of us in public with other people, we do control it. But at home with the family, it's out of control. With the children, it's out of control. Sometimes with our workers at the workplace. So everywhere, this anger must be under control. And there are great, great virtues of it. In this riwayat, Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, he was a sahabi who resided in Egypt. And 30 ahadith are narrated from him. He says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man kazama ghaydan," that the person who suppresses his anger, when anger comes, to be able to suppress that anger, وَهُوَ قَادِرٌ عَلَىٰ أَيْنْ فِذَهُ, and he has the ability to give vent to that anger. Sometimes a person becomes angry on a, like what we would say, a big person, but he can't do anything about it. But to have, when you become angry on somebody, and you can exercise, and you can do what you want to in that anger of yours, but for the sake of Allah, you did not do that, and you control your anger, and you overlook that person. دَعَاهُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانُهُ وَتَعَالَىٰ عَلَىٰ رُؤُوسِ الْخَلَائِقِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. On the day of Qiyamah, when all the people will be gathered, all the people from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam till the last day, in front of this huge gathering, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will call that person who suppressed and controlled his anger, hatta yukhayyirahu min al-hurul in ma sha'. And then Allah ta'ala will tell him to choose from the hurul in, whichever one he wants to. And of course, all the hurul in are so beautiful. But there will be also differences in their beauty. We cannot imagine their beauty. And yet, just because he controlled his anger, he did not give vent to his anger, then Allah ta'ala will give him the choice that choose whichever one you want now. So this is also one great treatment for this anger. Many people do ask the treatment of this anger. So if a person just meditates and thinks that if I control my, whenever I become angry, and especially on those that I can exercise and execute that anger of mine, but I control myself, what a great, great reward Allah will give me on the day of Qiyamah. And of course, a person will be given this great honor, then everything else of his will also naturally be easy for him. He won't have problems and difficulties in any other matters, his accountability, etc. So if a person just thinks, just by controlling my anger, Allah is going to bless me so greatly on the day of Qiyamah, this will make it very easy for a person to control his anger. And though nobody else might know about it, and that he's doing it for this great virtue, so it will be solely for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And consequently, his akhlaq, once a person's anger comes under control, then many other aspects of a person's character also come under control. When anger is not in control, then lot of other things also go out of control, so much so that even his physical and mental health also. his sugar levels also, his high blood pressure also, mentally also, a person whose anger is not under control, he suffers from a lot of dilemmas with regard to all these things. And our deen is so complete and perfect, and has shown us to learn to control this also, and what the great virtues, and also the method of making it easy, just by thinking what reward we will get of the many other methods of controlling anger. This is one great method and prescription also. If we use it, easily our anger will come under control. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.